Let us just go over quickly the Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbe Haim Ulaise Sharia. So Ulaise speaking about that there was chap meat that was used as a, the one, as, they used this chap meat as a filling for a gedi, a stuffing for a gedi, for a kleh, and the chap meat was not nimlach. So the shayla is, they were roasting the tleh. So the shayla is, vishleim, when you roast a tleh, so there's no problem. So the eish is shayiv, the dam, that's in the tleh. But here we have a problem that there's other meat involved. There's the malaisa, the chopped meat, which is a stuffing for the tleh. Here the eish can't be shayiv it directly, because the stuffing is in the tleh. The Rabbi says, Shari achal pikein it is mutter. Amalei Abaye v'hoka bol adoma. So Abaye asks, how could it be mutter? He clear the gdi is v'leya the dam of the malaisa. So how could it be mutter? Amalei kepoilo kach pelto. The Rabbi answered that that is true, that is v'leya, but just like it is v'leya yidei chayim ha'ish, it is also pilot, the dam that it was by Leia. So the dam travels through the Gdi, it doesn't remain there. Says the Gemara, name of Messiah, L'cheir v'yavarai, it's a rabbi from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Naisen eskrov v'es b'nei me'ov l'seichoi, that you put the krayim, the b'nei ma'ayim, in the tleh, and that's how you roast it. Is l'chayre, they also have the same problem. What is with the dam? My time elav mishum damrinim keboiloi kach pelta. Omri, so the Gemara says, it's not ray from the Mishnah. Shani hosom, kiven the ike beis ashchite, the mechalchul is made of daivik. That since over here we have a large opening, so the klayim, the bnei ma'ayim, which we put into the tleh, so the dam drains out through the throat of the tleh, there's a big opening, and then it goes out in the beis hashchita. The Rabbeinu David says, but since by molaise, the opening was much smaller, so it could be there it doesn't go out. Before we see Tosfos on Amud Aleph, let us just learn a little bit the Gemara further. So Bekitza, we have here Shitas Rabbe, that Rabbe was Machadish, that the dam in the Mulaise, even though it's Nivla in the Gdi, but it's Niflat also, Keboiloi Kach Poilpa. So the Gemara says, Neime Misayayale, let Lecheira we have a Raya from a Mishnah, that we say like this, Halei, The problem with the leiv is, the Meiri says as follows. Haleiv mitoich sheyesh boi dam konus shemiskabetz besoichoi b'shas shchite. B'shas the shchite sabaheime. So a lot of dam flows into the leiv. Mitzad shabaheime misaneches. The behemoth is in the matzav of tzar, so somehow this attracts and this draws dam from the goof into the leif. Ba'leif moishech min hadam shechutz aloi. So the leif is moishech. This is not the dam in the tfanes haleif. This is dam, I think, in the chlal haleif. U'mismalei heimeno, and it gets full of dam. So ein dam ze hakonus besoicha yaitze b'malicha. We'll see, this dam cannot go out b'malicha. The koyach of malicha is only shoyev the dam avorim. If you have a piece of meat and there's dam in that meat, so memela the melach is shoyev that dam. But this dam that's in the chalal haleiv, this will not be able to be extracted with malicha. So therefore it says, Haleiv Koiroi, therefore you have to tear the leiv, to open it up, to make a Pesach, to get to the Cholol, Umaitzi Yesdomoi, and then you take out the dam. You have the dam band there. So Maitzi is Dama. What is the din if Loikoroi? What if the din is that we'll see the Havamid of the Mara speaking about that he roasted the lay, and he did not do this. He the dam was there, Bishasa was roasted, Shasi was tzayla the lay. So it says, Koyroi la'achar bishuloi. The one having learned bishuloi means tzliyasa. Koyroi la'achar bishuloi. So after he roasts it, he's koyreya the lay to take out the dam. He says, what's the problem? The problem is this dam be'ende and the halal lay. He can't eat his dam. This is dam that is also. This is the memele. So he has to get rid of this dam. But it seems it doesn't, l'chatchila, he should get rid of it before he makes the tzli. But the yavid, if he made the tzli, it takes it out afterwards. Umuta. So now we have a shreklach problem over here. We have a problem, l'chayre, the dam that is in the halal alay, l'chayre, it was nivla into the lave also. So l'chayre, so why doesn't the lay become nasa? My time, lav mishum demrinin keboy loy kach pelte. So you see the yisod of, Rabbi, that whatever is nivla is nivla. The Svasemis asks, the Svasemis in the whole sugya, side by Bolaise, side by here, the Svasemis, Taina is that, this yesod of keboiloi kach poiltoi is true, that the dam that's nibla will be nibla through the koyach ha'esh. But he assumes that it doesn't come all at once. That means if you have the source of heat which is drawing out the dam, let's say by Malaysa. By Malaysa, the heat is drawing out the dam from the Malaysa. So there's a process. So it draws it into the Gdi, and then when it's in the Gdi, it draws it out of the Gdi. But the Svat Emes Tainis, he says, what'll be by Malaysa? If a person will stop the roasting process in midway. So he tainis l'chayre, then it should zicha be also. Because could be the heat accomplished that the dam was nivla into the gdi, but it didn't go out yet. The k'boilei kach poiltei only means that just like the heat is bekoyach, to be mavliya the dam into the gdi, it's bekoich to be mavla the dam. But it takes time. If you'll stop in the middle, he assumes for a double push it, you'll be also. So even though Taisvah said, we learned yesterday, Taisvah said that if you want to roast meat, you don't have to roast it completely, because there was a good cheshbon. Because there the cheshbon knows whatever dam is left over is kosher a dam, it's not dam shepirish. And whatever's taken out is taken out. But if you have a case of malaisa, so then the svas emes tain is b'chayre, then you have to make sure that it was roasted completely, or else we can be afraid that it wasn't nivla, niflat legamri. That's what the svas emes says. So when it comes to lay, he also says the same thing. The way the Gemara learned now, the way the Gemara understood now that the heter of the lave is because you say keboy lekach poiltoi. So l'chayla we have to say also that it is speaking about that is completely roasted. Completely roasted. That's yisayd number one. But then he asks a ha'od. Yes, completely roasted. Normally when you have something that's completely roasted, so I say all the dam was extracted from the heat. Now by the lathe, we see that even though it's completely roasted, but there's still some dam left over. There's still, that's what the Gemara says, that koiroi, you have to be koiroi of the lathe to extract that dam. So we still have dam there. So completely roasting the lathe cannot extract the whole dam. So the Svas Emes asks, so Ibazoi, so since there's still dam that can be nivla in the lave, so why is it mutatake? You never extracted all the dam, so Mehechi Teisi, that the whatever was nivla in the lave was niflat, and the rest of the dam for some reason is not nivla. How can we be assured of this? That's the Svas Emes's ha'orim. Lamaisa, I saw in the Taisus HaRashba, the Taisus HaRashba explains, he says the only reason that there is still dam left over in the Halal Alev after the Tzli is because it dried up. Napshad is that he says whatever dam in a liquid form is that's the Dissidin Kabbalah Kach Pelte. It'll extract all the dam that there is. No, pshat is the dam that we have to take out is dam that had dried up already. So mameilatak, it's very good. The dam that dried up can't go further. And any other dam that was still in a liquid state, so lamaisi say kiboy lekach peyote. And the etzem shaila, what the Svas Emes says, the Dvar Shmuel brings down the machlekes apoyskim, that is that way. The Chashulchan seems to be chaylik. The Cheshulchan says that Kibbalik Achpolta means whatever was Nivla is Nivla. You don't need extra heat. The heat that was Bekoyach to be Mavliyit, so that heat alone is Maplitit. You don't need an extra minute. The Kibbalik Achpolta is Afilu, he says by Malais, Afilu Be'emtza Hatzli, he stopped it, it's Vaitamutta, because whatever is Mavliyit is Maplit. The lady brings a baki tshuva that brings from someone fakel, like the Svas Emes. Al koponim, we have here a raya to rabbi that we say the yisayid of kebayle kachpulta. And with the gemore, no, it's not right. Could be take, you don't say kebayle kachpulta. That could be it's nivla in the lave and it wouldn't go out. Ay, oy bazoy, so tachtake bitter, so how can you be kereya after the tzli, how can you be kereya lechere, the dam was nivla in the lave. So he says, shani lave the shia. The lave is, the walls of the lave are smooth and hard, that nothing can be nivla in them. It's made of such a material that it's not boileya. So the male napshat that you say it's kiboyloi kachpoilt. The lave is not by laying guns. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, la'acha bishuloi kosal kedaitach la'acha bishuloi tzli koma. He means after it was roasted, you take your kerei and take out the dam. Tzli nami kori bishul kedosti v'divra yomi v'yabashlu ha'pesach bo'eish kamishpot. So it's called the tzli. It says kamishpot, so it means the Pesach was roasted, and the pasuk calls it bishul. Tishia v'loy bola. So the male, if that is lamaisa pshat in the heter, ebezoy v'afilu b'kdei ranami shori. So then the locha will be that it is muta afilu b'kdei. V'avol gav deleka l'mei mekach peltes. Not only to say that koyloi la'achel bishuloi means after it was roasted. He says, if the now we can say you can even cook it because lamaisa the balls of the lave are not by laya dam. So mamela taliya cook it, it won't go in. Let us see Tais Vishani Lev the Shia Nire the Hoshkan the Mibachutz Uyesa Shia. The outside is stronger than the inside, so Mamela so therefore it will not get a bliya from something else. It means if you cook it with another piece of meat that has dam, so that dam won't enter the lay from the outside because it's Yesa Shia. The Nirel Rivod, the Dapkil Agabi Dam, the Somech Amrin in the Shia. Dam has a thick consistency. So Memele, so the walls of the lathe are that prevent the Dam from entering. Abla Inyan Shamnunis Tisure, But what if you'll be cooking, let's say you'll be cooking a delay with a piece of also the meat that is fatty, some mele, for to the fat will lemaise be nibla through the walls of the leif, like the mefafeya. Then we don't say shani leif the shia. The shia of the leif only helps lagabi dam, but it will not help lagabi fat. The mefafeya will enter into the leif. The brin is shia. Alahochi, gabi leib, loiktoni sha'isa, ve'enei nesa, kediktoni gabi kovit, because the leib could also be nesa, with the shamnunas, it could be nesa. Oh, sometime, what is the reason by kovit, that the kovit take, filu shamnunas, it seems, will not answer the kovit. Lav mishum de shia, because we're saying that shia does not help, le gabi shamnunas, al aidi shi tru de lit loit loibola. The different cheshbon, that since it's, the lave is in the process of excreting the dam, so it will not be boileya. Therefore it says, Ein Einessa, Mi oimari b'shem rabbeinu tam, the hoda maskinen, Shani lave de shia de chuye ba'almahu. That this whole is only a dichoy, chirabe paskinen b'somach de malay se shoye. This was only wanted to be matre the raya, so we said could be take that we don't say gaboy lekachpoil to abashana leiv the shia, but could be lefiyem that's not true, and the head of leiv is take as gaboy lekachpoil to. Right, the gemara, the meirish gemara is a girsa rabiyei vesove. Rabiyei vesove, tof leyahi bargoiz lo lerah. V'machlikis Rashi and Tosfos what this tofle is. Rashi learns pshat that they made it like a knish. They put dough around this goizel and they baked it. And there was a goizel, there was a type of a oif that they put dough around it. And this oif was not nimlach. And they baked it in the oven. So what happened with the dam? So the dam, alkochoch, it had dripped through the outside coating. The coating of dough, it had to go through that. So the Gemara says, Tof lehu ba goizu l'rav. They wanted to make this for Rav. Omalei, and he told him, Imali tofli, if it tastes good, that means it has a meaty taste, Hamli ve'echol. So give me, I'll eat some of it. So you see clothes, so how are you allowed to eat it? Al kolchach, we assume that the dam is, even though it's nivla in the tfele, but it's poilet. And with the Gemara, he bismida the machta. Here we're speaking about that the type of flour that was used was a crumbly type of flour. So there, tzicha poshet, that it was niflat. Let us see Rashi. Tof lei be'ise. They covered it, they coated it with a dough. Shekoyim pashtide, that is like our knishes. Imali tof lei, im Rav said, im yesh tam yofe belechem, havli di'echol. The siyata l'rabbe. Here we have already a raya to rabbe. Morris says, "Bismida be'ise shel soilus, be'eino nidvekes kolkach. It does not stick together. The nifreches me'elel, it crumbles by itself. Adam yaitze mimeno. So this taka here, everyone holds. The labayel also be moide. Did you say he can boil kach poyta? The mifre loshin pirurim." Crumbly. Look the Gemara Baita. Horove the Ikla la Beresh Kalusa. Horove once visited the Resh Kalusa. The Toflu lay Barabze. By him they were toifel, they coated the dough a duck. Omar, Iloi de Chazite de Zik Kizuze Chivre, loy Ochli Mene. The Rove inspected the coating. and he saw that it was white. There was no red stains there. So he said, since I see it's white, so I see low that there was no dam that remained in the coating. Maistoisik, without the simen, he would not eat it. Loide chazite bezik, bezik, zuze chibre leochle mine. Is alke daitach keboile kach pultoi, I mean, here you could prove it. But if you say there's a ungenumene yesod, that we say keboile kach pultoi, ma iria kezik, apilo keboi zik nami. But the Gemara answers, osom bechivarte de shore. The Gemara says there, speaking about a type of a flower which is a very hard flower, and there take it could be, you won't say kach poltoi. In the mail of there, you have to inspect it. If it's take, if there are still some remnants of dam in the tfeila. Look, Rashi, we love the chazi lelechem, the zig loshen schuches. Lovam, but maybe it's Lucas Lovam, but solo mara moil abosash is of Balechem. The juice that came out from the bosom in Balechem, but that's a clear mara. It's not, there's no movements to it, Mr. Omer. Kizuz the chivre, solo, like pure silver. Shame by admim is that. Vi loy loy ochomine. The Gemara says that, speaking about the kamach nekiyah she'enosh she'ken shalonu she'enosh soilus, the shorir kosher ve'enai pota. This is like a different. This is not poilus. So therefore, you have to inspect it. You can't rely that it was poilus. Ve'ilchese. So now the Gemara says, Allah as follows. This mido, bein asmik, bein loy asmik shorir. Nice meat, since it's a very crumbly type of coating. So it doesn't matter what color it is, even if it has red in it. It's zichamuta, because whatever dam passed through it was extracted from the kayach ha'esh. Dichivarte, if it's this type of flower, which is shoria, then take it away, Rava said, izig, izuzachivri shoria. Then asmik, if you see that it's red, it's also loy asmik shor. The trashi, this midedoma leol de mifrer bein asmik merche b'soich alechem bein loy asmik shor. Shadam vada yoytze. I mean, that's for sure. The even though it's red, there's nothing what to worry about. The dam zicha came out. It's not dam. You have a problem with this paprika. At least what it is, but upon them, it's not dam. Or it's and the second one, it has to be white. If you have any reyesa yasin here, it has to be red in order to pass. If you don't see it's red, then we will not say it. Zutig moravaita. Haimulaisa, manda osa. The one who asks, afilu puma latachas, afilu the pair of the malaise is facing downwards. There's a possibility for it to drain. And that's vegnitzos. I'm afraid there will be nivla in the bosa. Uman de shori, and the one that's matter, that's a rabbi, that rabbi says it's mutter, afilu puma lael. Filu, the mouth of the malaise is not facing down, it's going in the opposite direction. It's also mutter, because we say kaboyli kach pilta, you don't need it in order for it to be mutter that the dam should drain out of the pet. It's kaboyli kach pilta. The hilchese, ralochi lipaska malaise shori, afilu puma lael, afilu the pair of the malaise is lamaila. Let us see Rashi. Pilchus and malaise sheva filapum malael, she tluya betana, even though the pair of the malaise is lamaila. Vavagav dachshav ein nekev lotzis adam, שורי, זלמות הכבוי לא יבשר, החיצם כך פולטי וחיים האויר שוי אבוי. זאת תייסוויס, טוב ללי ברבזה, פרש בקונטרס, היינו פשטידה. That means it's a איסה קושה, and that is what is surrounding the bargoizlo, the barabza. When Rabbi Natan v'ribo, the loshen tofo loy mashmochi. I mean, if it's speaking about an isa koshe, you don't lose a loshen tofo. The mashme d'haynu tiche. The word tofo means like you smear on it. You don't smear on a dough. My benois ashirim toifles oislam v'soilas. There it was more or less like an ointment that they put on themselves. Boy, the pashtid alamrinin keboy leikach poltai. The chazinim v'loi poltai. You see, tak, it doesn't run out. Shemokim eisholam yovesh betano. You look at pashtid, we see it doesn't run out through the iset, where it's sitting on the tanner is dry. Al kain nire that toflo is not pashtide. V'ayinu mash regilem lo toyach be'ise shablilosei rake. But they used to smear take a blila rake on the boso, regilem lasi sovu kukabonim, v'bnei miayin, shemesim inoisem b'shpud, v'tochen sviboisem v'isa rake, Then Parfiaish used to, the Tesaracha used this for Purim. It was a delicacy that was eaten Purim, but Al Kaponim was a Blila Rake. So Blila Rake, you can say Kaboy Le Kachpot. Manda also Afilo Pume Le Sacha. The one that Asar Mulaisa Asad Afilo Pume Le Sacha. Spectrum Tesus Avogam Damrino Lael. Shani Bei Shchite de Mechalcho Vishori. The Gemara asked, and Abai holds that it's also, so the Gemara says, you see the Mishnah says it's Mutter, so the Gemara said, but there it can, there's a Mokim that it can drain out from the base of Shchita. Avogadam leaning can boil like Achpoyotai, so you see that as long as there's a pet, and it's able to drain out from that pet, it's Mutter. So Tais Vishami Yosem Shachol Olgochov V'yosem Leidomu Lepum Edomolaisem. By the Kolben Pesach, there's a very large opening that it should drain out. By Melaisa, it seems that this was not the case. Either they sewed up the opening, that's as if it says in Rabbeinu David, or Kabbalah was a small opening. So Memele, there, if you're not Seimech on that of Kabbalah, Kach Peltoi, cannot be Seimech on the Peh HaMelaisa to ensure drainage that the dam will run out. Now let us see Taisvis, Daf Ayin Dalet, Omen Aleph, the bottom Taisvis. Kiboiloi kach peutoi. So Rabbi had said, Malais is mutter, that even though it's nivla in the gdi, in the fle, but just like it's nivla, it's niflat. Bepere kol aboso, shori kavto ilave bisro bedied. The Gemara says that you're allowed to roast a piece of liver over a piece of meat, even though the liver has an abundance of blood, and this blood is gushing over the meat, kashashi roasting it. So Moses b'di'evet, it's good, mishum the dam mishrak shorik. Because the dam does not get nivla into the basar, it slips off. So, hosom, and here we have a different lomdus. Here we say, kiboy loy kach peltoy. So Taisi says, hosom loy shach laaske klau tam shol kiboy loy kach peltoy, shadam loyful shomid bachutz vishorik veini nivla. When Taisi says, the Gemara says the truth over there. The Gemara says, lamais, it's not nivla. There, here we have a problem. In the malais, it's stuck in the gdi. There's no place where it to go, so the only place it goes is it has to be nivla. That's the only way it can get out. So here you need a lomdus kaboy leikach peltoi. There we're speaking about fakert. It could run over, could slip over the bosser, and then it's not nivla and gans. So the most it don't damage. Shadam neifel shomi bechutz. Bisharina, Bisharik, the Ainai Nivla. Here again, the Svas Emes asks, he says he doesn't understand Taisvitz Kasha. He says, L'chayre, I mean, L'chayre, we mentioned before, he tainted that the heter of Keboilai, if you're using the heter of Keboilai Kachpilta Bamulais, it has to be completely roasted. Because if you stop the roasting process in the middle, so he says, yeah, so could be was Nivlan or was a Niflat, that's what he assumes, the Svas Emes, in the whole Sugya. So he tainted, so he says, so the Gemara is Meredik over there. So the Gemara wants to tell us, Mishrek Shorik, Afilu, he didn't roast the liver completely. So Memelis, al fat of Keboilei Kachpoilti, you don't have that heter. Because it wasn't completely roasted. Al Keponim, you have heter of Mishrek Shorik. Taisim is for the Mezois Givis Nitazoi, that you always have that of Keboilei Kachpoilti, no, there, you don't need that, because Mitzit, Mishrek Shorik. Umitam keboilei kachpelte nami lavishori osam gabi covered elabediev. Now Taisva says, afilu, we would say that it's keboilei kachpelte, it's only mutabediev by the covered. Because since by covered is a ribui dam, so just like alfetar of mishrek shorik will only make lebediev, even though it's not nivla, so it's keboilei kachpelte, we also will only be make lebediev. Here, our Gemara was wanted to be matir by a Kolben Pesach, afilu lechatchile. Afilu lechatchile, you're allowed to roast the Kolben Pesach, with the Kra'ayim and the Bnei Ma'ayim bebefnim. Af agav, the Bnei Meyo, beseichim ikinami kovit. So how could you say it's only also, it's only muter b'diyeved with a kovet? We see from our Gemara that the Gemara wanted to say that of our Mishnah by Kol Pesach is because they can boil it kach boiltoi, and there there's also a kovet. So Taisa is gabi Pesach l'rotzo l'hachmer mishum d'chsiv reishai al kro v'al kilba. That they didn't want to be machmer by Kol Pesach. That means this whole din Kavdi Lavi Bisra is kosher b'diyeved. That means about b'diyeved, it's kosher. L'chatchile not allowed to do it. So there they didn't want to, by Kolben Pesach, they didn't want to ask l'chatchile, because the pashta the kro roishoy al kro v'al kilbay. The posik vaistoyis, you have to put the kilbayim in the Kolben Pesach. So therefore they didn't want to be machmer. Didn't want to be machmer because the pasuk says vakel. Perhaps we could be ma'irer. We had mentioned a few times the shitas hataz. You do the kataz. The taz says that Chazal would not answer something that the pasuk was matter befeirish. The taz for emphasis the ran's kasha. Ran asks just like they were. Goyzer, that you don't blow Shafer, Rosh Hashanah, Shem Yavirenu, Dalvamas, Beshesarabim, Chayr, they should be Goyzer, Mila also, maybe be Mavad, the second Dalvamas, Beshesarabim. So the Taz answers, that since the Torah said Beferish, B'yayim HaShmini, B'yayim HaFilu L'Shabbos, so Mamela, Chazal, are not Bekoyach to ask her something that the Torah was Matir Beferish. So l'chayre, for this Taisus would seem a little not like the Taz. Taisus asks, l'chayre, how could we say a Pesach is muta l'chatchile? L'chayre, it's only muta b'diyavid because it's kavdi l'abei bisre. Taisi says, Leirotsu lahachma mishum d'chsiv roishay al-kho val-kir. They didn't want to be machma. Taisi says, if they wanted, they could have been machma, but they didn't want to be machma. According to Taz, the Taz says, alumdis, the Taz is not be koyach to ask for something that the Torah asked, that the Torah was matir b'feirish. It could be, it's no kasha on the Taz for his Taisis, because could be that Taz is only speaking about when Chazal asks something.
So the Taz says, Chazal will not answer something what the Taz says is mutter. Here, Chazal didn't answer. They said, L'chatchila, one shouldn't do it. If they say, L'chatchila, one shouldn't do it, so that's what the Taz says, you do it. It could be the only, the yisod of the Taz is only when Chazal answered something, they're putting an isra, they're not v'koyach, to answer something that the Taz says is mutter. But to say lechatchila not to do it could be the Taz is also moide that they're bekoyach to be machmel lechatchila. So therefore, Taz was said, they didn't want to be machmel. Shem d'chsiv roishe akrov al kibbo. Afilu man da oser bekavde ilavi bisra. Taitach Taz was good. So that's according to the man da yoma mesech des chulim that says kavda al gabi bisra. Is L'chatchila is also with the evidence mutter. So here we'll say that L'chatchila didn't want to be machmer because the person. Avilu man da osa bekav di lavi bisra. According to the man di yoma that says it's osa. So L'chayre bezoi yishver. So how could it be mutter? And the Mishnah says it's mutter. Like Kashalei Masnissen, the Pesach, the Midarabonon also, the whole Israel's Midarabonon, Ube Pesach lo yechmir. By Pesach they weren't Machmer Midarabon. This thing already would seem already not like the Taz. That means if there's a Mandiyoma that says it's also, Kav di Lavi Bisra is also, Lochayre, the Taz says Beferish it's Mutter. Taisus says beferish is mut. How could they say it's also? Taisus only says here would be mashmal lechayra not like the Taz. Inami, now Taisus says another teretz. Hu yamid kigoyin shemolach v'nei ma'ayin melichi gemura dafilu lekdeira matira rabbein etam aydei melichi gemura. So Taisus says, or could be, he'll say different shat in the Mishnah. He might shat in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is speaking about that he was meleach the Kovei. So Meila was Meleach the Kovei, so Meila, so it's Kasha, there's no dam. So there's no dam. So that's why it's Mutter. We'll make such an akimte. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, if you salt the liver, you're allowed to cook it. The Melich is Bekoyach to extract all the dam that there is in the Kovei, in the liver. The tzlach is ma'irer that we have a klal that is meliche is kiresiche kireseach the tzli that just that meliche is equivalent to what tzli does. So he asks, how could you salt a kolben pesach that's called tzli machmas davar acher? As I reflected, the tzlach. Yes, tie a lot of salt a korban pesach. It's a tzli machmas tavaracha. So as Emes Tain is that, that what it says, meliches kerasicha the tzli, is speaking in the din of maflit, in the din of maflit zayin the dam. So just like tzli is maflit dam, so meliches is also maflit the dam. But that what the Torah asks, tzli machmas tavaracha, is totally if it becomes edible to a tzli. That means, as he says, if you salt something, it doesn't become edible. It's a raw piece of meat. You can just extract the dam. There's no issur of tzlimach masdovarache through melich. Al koponim, the Rabbeinu, the Taisus wants to say, according to that man, the Yoma, that holds that, that kavdal gabi bisra, but the yevid is also, so it could be, he said, to Zahim Pshat, they're actually speaking about that they made melich. So there's no dam whatsoever. So Taisvis Vafilo Lefiminika Oilam Shain Mevashlin Kovid Aidei Shumalich. No, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Welt fehlt sich nicht wie the Rabbeinu Tam. The Welt fehlt sich, we will not cook a liver after Malich. So what is the Vishalta Welt? So the Minika Oilam is we hold that Malich cannot extract all the dam from the Kovid. So therefore, if you're going to cook it, it'll become osa because there's still dam in the kovei, and it'll be nivla in the maim, and then it'll go back to the kovei. So
what's the status of Yumelech the Kovic? I mean, Mikol Mokim Taisa says, but that's true. A fellow Rechaylik and Rabbi Natan. We hold that Melicha cannot extract all the dam in the Kovic, but even the Nimlach, can Melicha's Kteire, but if it was Nimlach, Melicha that is matter by Boso, you'll have to cook it. So by the Kovic is Nismaye Tomei, that zikha, there's only a small amount of dam left. So in this amount of dam, that sli could be mighty. So we'll say the same terrors that is speaking about that the kovid was nimlach. And Philip didn't extract all the dam, but it extracted most of it. So later there won't be a problem of Kovid al Gabi Bisre, which according to one man the Yomas also be the F. Period. Now, Taisves is clearing a shaila that could be this yesod of Mulaise, that Rabbi was matter. So Taisves learned that he's speaking about that side the Mulaise, side the filling, which is a chopped meat that was not Nimlach, and side the Gdi. Both were not nimlach. So we say, ketboiloi kach pelta. Now, we have, helping the situation, we have the outside meat, the gdi, is pilot its own dam, in the process of being pilot its own dam. So then, we could say, then you say, ketboiloi kach pelta. It's an amela, just like it's pilot its own dam, it's also pilot the dam that is nivla from the malais. So what will be, now they say, Zashai, what will be if the gdi was kikashet already? So the gdi has no dam to be pilot. Now it becomes nivla in the gdi, the dam of the malais. Do you also say kiboiloi kach poiltoi? Or no? Maybe you don't say that. That's the shailan tais. So Taisva says, V'yeshlul mait heta b'malaisa, afilu nimlach b'sar hachitzen, afilu the b'sar hachitzen was nimlach, v'shol k'day meliche, that means in the v'shol k'day meliche that all the dam was extracted away. V'apnimi loy nimlach, so Taisva says it's also mutter. Now where does Taisva see that? Idemai se raya, because the Gemara wants to bring a raya to Rabbi. Mitfeles bagoiz lo de shori mitam keboile kach poiltoi. No, by tfeile, by botzeik, it's not poilet its own dam. There's no dam there in the tfeile. So, kochach, we see that we don't need the egene koyach of haflote to be maflit the dam that is nivla from the malaise. So, memele, so if it works by tfeile, so it'll work within by boso shloi nimlecho. Period. So what am I saying now? I'm saying a gewaldige chiddush. I'm saying that even though this boso, the outside boso, is not poilet anymore, FLPK, we say that the koyach ha'esh, that is mavliya it in the boso, the gdi, that'll be mafleted, even though mitzadatme doesn't have a koyach haflot anymore, because all its dam is out, but the esh will be mafleted. In fact, the minig ha'olam is, what is the din if you have a kosher, a piece of meat, was gekasher, and after it was gekasher, it fell into tzir u'melach shenifla. That means it fell into, let's say you kashered meat in a clean menukiv, so it drained, and underneath this clean menukiv was a big pot. And the dam, and the tzir from the boso went into this big pot. Then afterwards, this boso fell into this pot. So it was Baileya, now the dam that was in this pot. You had dam in this pot.
So the Taisvis, we asser this bosa, the ein mutter afilo betzli. We won't be, so let's say good to him. So now it's belay adam, let's roast it. No, we say throw it in the garbage. So letagoy, but you're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. So lechayra, we see from this maise in bechol yoin, that as long as the meat is not bekoyach lahaflit, it's lost its, so we don't say, so now tzli won't help. We don't say, keboy loikach poiltoi. So we see the olden of keboy loikach poiltoi is only lechayra when the meat is in the matzav of haflot of its own dam. So we say it's maflit this dam also. But we see when it lost its koyach haflotah, so then we don't think of boy like achpelta. So lechayr vektach taisus ibezoi, so I just said before, if the outside meat was nimlach, it is mutter. So memele, so why is this also? And taisus says, vadifa minayho yoyse rabbeinu tam. And the rabbi tam was even more machma. Ta'negoyles shenimlecho bekaorah. A tarnegoilis, shenim lecho bekaola. That means you salted a tarnegoilis in a dish. That's not menuke. Is av al pishloi shos shom shir tzliye. It was not there long enough. V'loi polta afilo chatzi domo, v'osra loi chlo tzli. Rabbi Netam said a big chiddush, that if you have a chicken that is in the matzav of being piloted stuff, it's in the matzav of being poilet. All the dam did not go out. And this chicken was in a keli that had dam in it. So it was now by, so even though it is still in the process of being maflit its own dam, but since it was by leia, the Rabbi Netam says you cannot make tzli to be matter. So nachmer we see, afilo it is in, it's still in the process of being maflit. Mishum de loy mafrig rove gabi ein meuchem bosa elo bekli menuki ben shohar be lesho ma'at. Rove says you can't be, you're not allowed to be melech, and I says the bosa is also. So Taisvis is like, leaves us hanging in the lifting. So Taisvis says, even there it's us and there it's us, but here it's mutter. So what's the difference, Take? So the Svasemis brings down a Rosh, that the Rosh says as follows. That the Rosh says that if something once became osa, like these two cases of the Rabbeinu Tam, that meat that fell into dam, so Bishasa fell and it became osa. Now to be matter this meat with tzli, they didn't want to be matter with tzli. Tzli is not a mikveh, it's not a machshir. You don't, if the bosa became osa, it became osa. Our heta over here is pshat keboile kach poiltoi, it never becomes osa. Keboile kach poiltoi. Then they won't matter. They say that the tzli doesn't asa the outside meat. Because keboile kach poiltoi. But if there was a matzid, that the meat was neser already, and now I'm going to roast it, to be matter, dos nish. That's one mahalach. The Sassamis wants to be mitzadid, maybe there's a chilek, that could be tzli is only maflit dam that was nivlal yedei tzli, then there's a thing keboile kach poltoi. But could be dam that was nivlal yedei kvishe, it was kovish in the dam, could be tzli is not pekoyech laflit. But Kaparim Taisvis does not elaborate, does not explain what the difference is, but Taisvis says, lemaise, the aloche is that you will say keboile kach poltoi, by, even though the outside bosa was nimlach, and the tzli will the maisa be matter the outside bosa, masha'en kein, by these two cases, the tzli will not be matter. Zog to Gemara weiter. Umtso beyi umizriki. We're going to have a machloikes by umtza, and the case of umtza is umtza the asmik. Let us just elaborate a little what the problem is. Normally, a meliche can take care of all the dam that is in a piece of meat. There's no problem. The salt can extract all the dam.
Umze da asmik means that you had a piece of meat, that there was a blood clot. The Meiri says, Bosor shehedim besibas dam shenitzrar boy machmas maker in machmas siba acheres. Now this blood clot is, there's a double problem. Number one, this blood clot is dam shepirish, since it was pirish mechayim. There's a din of dam shepirish. So here we're speaking about a very, a blood that's also. You have to kasha the meat, because it's dam shepirish. And number two, since you have a concentration of blood in one place, the salt is not able to extract the dam. It doesn't work like that. It's the normal dam that's nivla in the boso, so mamela, that is able to be extracted through malicha. But the dam that was concentrated in a clot, maybe it's a little harder, it's not so liquidy, and it's concentrated. So here there's a problem how to kasha this meat. So this is the first case. Umtze da asmik. That's what we're speaking about. We're speaking a piece of meat that there is a clot in the meat. We'll see later there's a machlokes Rav Achen Ravine. We'll see later in which case there is a machlokes. But just let's get the tziurim straight. Bayi is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns it's speaking about the bayim of a zocher. That also asmik, that also there's a blood clot there, and we want to kasha these bayim. Umizriki is the veins which are situated near the base, ashrita, the arteries, the veins, which also have a large amount of blood, and also it is not so easy to extract all this blood. So we have here three cases which are problematic. Is pligi bo Rav Acher v'Ravine, so in these three cases we'll have a machlokes Rav Acher v'Ravine. So now the Gemara tells us a generality. B'chol ha-Torah kule, whenever you have in Shas, a machlokes Rav Acher v'Ravine, and they'll say chadom arazoi, I don't know who's the machman, who's the makel, so you should know one thing. Rav Acher l'chumre, Rav Acher is the machmer, v'Ravine l'kule. And the Hilchasa Kiravina Lakula. Levar Mehani Tlas, besides these three cases, Umtzebei Mizriki, that here it's the other way around. The Rav Acher Lakula, the Ravina Lakula, the Hilchasa Kiravacha Lakula. So, Kaponim, we know, one Yisod we know, that Nolo, whenever there's a machlokes between Rav Acher and Ravina, we pass on like the Mekel. But usually Rav Acher was the machmer, and these three cases Rav Acher was the maker. Now the Gemara explains. Hai umtze da asmik. So again, we have a piece of meat that there's a clot there. Therefore it's red in that area. So the halacha is chotche, you have to cut the place where the clot is. That means you cannot be soimach on a superficial maliche from the outside, because that will not be able to extract all the dam that is in the clot. So you have to be choytech, the mokem ha-simuk, the mokem adam, and then you salt it, and then afilu l'kdei rishori. Then, if you do that, so I can assume that all the dam was extracted, and you're allowed to cook it. Shoftei bishpude shori. What if that's if you want to kasher it through salting? What if you want to roast it? So then it's mutter. Meidev dayev. The dam will drip out. The dvashmu brings a machloikis. What is the longest of shoftei bishpude? I think he brings one man the yom abach, I think. That shofte bishvuda also pshat is, so when you put the spit into the meat, you have to put the spit in the place where the clot is. So it's also equivalent to chotchei. Then he brings a rashi in chulin v'svaistois that it's not necessary. You can put the spit wherever you want. And here the chiddush is that
that here the Chiddush is that Tzli is strong enough to extract the dam of a blood clot. Made of diving. It'll drain out. Achse yagumri. What if it's not hanging? There's no ash that's being shayuvit. You're just putting it on glowing coals. So it seems glowing coals do not have the strength of an ash. It's pligi boravacha berabi. Chad osar, chad shori. Man da osar, matzmis somis. He holds the coals can make that part of the dam does not go out. It gets shriveled up there. It shrinks up there. Won't take out the whole dam. Uman the shori, mishav shori. He holds that the gumri can also extract the whole dam. Vilchese, mishav shori. V'chein bay, the same aloch is applicable by the bayim of a zochel. Chat chinu, if you want to make maliches, so you cut the place of the clot, umalchinu, and you salt it. Then I feel like there is a shayim, then it's mutter to cook. Talinu bishpude, if you want to roast it, shayim, made of diet. These veins or arteries which are near the base of Shchita, which are full of dam, is chot chay umolche, if a lukdeire shori, if you make chituch, so then it'll be mutter lukdeire to cook. Tal ye bishpude, base of Shchita lisatoi, and the base of Shchita is Lamato, is Shori, made of Doiv. It will drain out. Achse Yagumri, Pligi, Ravache, Veravine, Chad Oso, Vachad Shori. Man da Oso, Mitzmes Somis, Man da Shori, Mishev Shoi, Vehilchese, Mishev Shoi. Sogt Rashi. Umtze, Beye, Umizriki, Umtze, Da Asmik. Speaking about umtze, that there's a clot there. Katiches boso, v'chein beye zocher da asmik, v'chein mizriki, chutin gasim shem v'ridin shebebeis ha-shchita. Pligi bok mefosh poktayu lekame, de machlekes is da amchei agumri. V'chol ha-teire kulo, kol eiche da chozis poktayu, v'it mostome chad oma lekule, v'chad oma lechumle, v'lai pirish mi-amekle mi-amachme, da'ash rabach lechumle, Rabbeinu lekula vilchase bekulin kedivrei ameiko. Made of daiv v'shaper domi. Av b'melach ma'at b'toyres tzli. Again, this is Rashi l'shitosai. And every tzli, you need a little salting. Some say, v'domei nivla boi, shoiv lei, shoiv imech adam. Zog toisvitz, v'chein bei, perish bekuntres tas mikul. Speaking about it, there's a clot on the bein. Bechinom pirish kein, mishum de pirish abeinu chananu, the ika alayu kalmo, that there is a krum, a membrane over the bayim, the osa mishum doma, kedemrina megidanoshe, he kalmo yahave the bayim mishum doma. So it seems not, you don't just make an akimta, so if the bayim comes with a krum, so memele, so there's dam in this krum, so that's why there's a problem there. The Svasemis wants to say, could be Rashi held on this krum, you can't kasher it with chitoch. That's why Rashi said it's only speaking about the pekel that they removed the krum already, and now, but it's speaking about the problem is, because there is, the bay itself is asmik. So there's a shaila, and then this process helps of chitoch and melicha. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Wir haben eine very schwere Gemara weiter. Und ich lege es Rashi in Teiswitz. Now, we'll say Pshat and Rashi the way the Dvar Shmuel learns Pshat and Rashi. Three quarters he says. Teiswitz did not seem to understand this is Pshat and Rashi, but let us learn Rashi, we'll be able to understand Rashi. Hai umtze da asmi. We have, again, a piece of meat that has a clot on it. So, chol yei osa, the chol yei is osa.
Situp shotem sum in Rashi. Loi asmik, but what if the meat does not have any klatz? Chol yei shori. Then the chol yei is mutter. Zot Rashi. Chol yei moyel hayoytzei mimenu kshechoytchoy. This is speaking about the juice of this umtze when you cut it, so there is a juice that comes out, and that juice is mutter. No, it says that chol yei osa, the juice is osa. If it lo yasmik, if there's no klad, then chol yei shori. Lishna achine, now Rashi is a second losh. Shecholtin oisoi bechoymetz la'achatz liyosoi. It's speaking about that they were choleted, that means they soaked it in vinegar after it was roasted. V'domai nischat l'soichoi. And the dam is extracted into the vinegar. So cholye means, according to the second shot, the vinegar. The vinegar that you soaked the meat in order to extract the dam, that is also. Asmik, cholye also, legoras hu becholye, not geiris hu becholye. No, we're just speaking about the cholye. We're just speaking, according to the first lotion, we're speaking about the juice that's coming out. According to the second lotion, we're speaking about the vinegar that we soak the meat in order to extract the dam. So the whole shah is only about the cholye, and the meat is mutter. V'rav acha koma lo de mekel, and this member is a member of Rav Acha, who is a mekel, u'becholye moide de os. Now, from the end of Rashi, Rashi was megalot to us what we're speaking about. Number one, if we're speaking about umtze da asmik, and Rashi says this is going according to Rav Acha. So according to Rav Acha, we know, so speaking about that it was roasted agumri. Was roasted agumri. So let us just learn, so now we know the story, that it was roasted agumri. So now there are two pshatim and Rashi, what we're speaking about. Let's go one at a time. So the first pshat is that it was roasted agumri, and he cut it. He cut this piece of meat. The piece of meat is mutter. When he cut this piece of meat, some juice came out. So this juice is also. So how do we understand this? Now Rav Acha was mekel by gumri. He said gumri is shoy. It extracts. So if it extracts, so it extracts the blood. So the mele, how could the juice be also? In the second shot in Rashi says that he went and soaked it in vinegar to take out the dam. We're talking about after gumri. He said gumri is mutter. He soaked it in vinegar to take out the dam, and the vinegar is also because there's dam there. Very difficult Rashi. So the Dvar Shmuel wants to say as follows. In Umtze, the asmik, we have a piece of meat that has a blood clot in it. There is a double problem with this piece of meat. Number one, you have dam shepirish there, you have the clot, which there's difficulties to get rid of also. You have dam, and it's dam shepirish, number one. And number two, you have the dam evorim. Forget about the klat. You have to get rid of that dam also. No, we had Taisus before. Taisus before says the dam evorim, if you don't want to roast it, you don't have to roast it because kolzman, that dam is not pirish. We said over from the Orcha Shulchan yesterday, kolzman, the dam evorim is not pirish. It's a din of boso. It's a din of boso. The klat is a din of dam. The dam evorim is a din of bos. Zok the Dvar Shmuel as follows. Now, gumri, we see, was a debatable type of hechsher. Yidu b'chlikis, Rav Acha, Ravina.
So he says, Pshat Rashi, that Rav Ache, who was Mekel, Rav Ache only held that the Gumri, for some reason, let's underline that, can only extract the dam of the klat. That means this umtze, the asmik you have, you can't eat this meat the way it is, because you have dam shapirish in this meat. This gumri extracts this dam. But you still have, but it doesn't extract the dam evorim also. So, aval pikei, it's mutter, you're allowed to eat it. Because, the dam evorim, we said, kozman, it's not pirish, so it's mutter. So now, he says, but what happened? Cholya, you went and cut it. When you went and cut it, so Meila, now you have a whole pool of dam. You know what this dam is? This is dam evorim shepirish. This is dam evorim shepirish. So lochayre, so it's also. Cholya is also. We're going according to Rav Ache. That's the first lashon of Rashi. The second lashon of Rashi, is Pekel, this person wanted to get rid of the dam evorim, so he went and he soaked it in vinegar, to be soichet the dam evorim. Shechot in oisei b'chaim etz la'achet z'liyosei, after it was roasted, and the gumri, so he soaked it in the vinegar, the dam ei nischat l'soichoi, so the dam goes into the vinegar. So, weiter, so, just like we assumed in the first lashon that the gumri can only extract the dam, the klat, but it cannot extract the, it's not bekoyach to extract the dam evorim. So the vinegar extracts the dam evorim. So you're not allowed to have the vinegar. That's the first lashon. Hay umtze da asmik chol ye osa. Either the juice or the vinegar is also. Loy asmik, so let's go further now. This Tadvash Mul doesn't explain, but Achzmeh say daf and dachzog. Loy asmik, what if you had a piece of meat that did not have a klat, and you put this on gumri? So then, the gumri is bekoyach to extract all the dam evorim. That means if you put a job on it, it has to extract the klat and the dam evorim, so much you can't extract, so there's leftover dam evorim. So memela, so there's a problem. But if it's loyasmik, so memela, so you only have the dam evorim to extract, so memela, so it extracts the whole dam evorim. So memela, so then chol ye shori, so then the chol ye is mutter, the liquid is mutter. The juice is mutter, the vinegar is mutter, because there was no more dam in the basa.